Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I am Mortiza. Well, in the program The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major misconceptions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Homosexuality is a vile form of fornication and needs to be addressed seriously. Now, there are many convincing reasons that homosexuality is a major sin in the religion of Islam. So I explain them one by one, but before that, you must remember that the very basic and fundamental principle of this religion. We Muslims should not doubt that what Allah has prescribed is wise. We should know that there is a great wisdom in what Allah has condemned and what He has forbidden. This is a basic rule and we have to follow it as Muslims. So we shouldn't have doubt at why this is prescribed or why that is not prescribed regarding the position of many things in our lives. So this religion is a straight path and is the only way which can actually help us to be safe and at peace. And it can help us to protect our honor. It helps us to protect our mind, our health. And of course, all these things can happen according to the natural disposition because God has placed all these things in our natural disposition. So God knows what are good and what are bad for us. So we shouldn't hesitate and doubt about it. Unfortunately, those people, gays, lesbians, homosexuals, all of them go against such a natural disposition, which God and Almighty Allah has created the mankind with. Not only the mankind, even we can find some of these desires in animals. So this desire is very much important because when we talk about this desire, I mean the male has inclination toward the female and vice versa. But these homosexual and lesbians, gays, I know these people walk against their natural disposition. They want to destroy what God has prescribed for them. They want to have their own manuscript and prescription to live differently. But that is not true because it is going against the nature. So whoever goes against that goes certainly against the natural disposition of mankind as a whole. Let me tell you that the spread of this immoral behavior, homosexuality, has caused men in general diseases which neither today, the West or the East, can deny that exist, just because of the presence of these people. So the result of this perversion can be, for instance, a very simple problem in their views, like AIDS, which can attack the immune system in humans. That would be enough that homosexuality and those people who are following it are guilty. So this type of behavior causes the breakup of the family and leads people to give up their work and study. You know why? Because they are very much preoccupied with such perversions. And as you know, since such a prohibition has come from the Almighty Allah, particular Muslims should not wait until medicine or other sciences prove that, okay, this kind of action is haram and we have to wait until it is proved. So it's funny. And instead, we must believe very much firmly that Allah has actually prescribed what is good for human being and what is bad. And we certainly should not wait for the new discoveries in this regard. But we have to increase our confidence and certainty in the power of God, which actually Allah asks us to do so.
A draconian media witch hunt has erupted.
Various outlets and spokespersons of the mainstream have begun bashing Sheikh Hamza,
calling him an Islamic hate preacher who calls for the beheading of homosexuals.
Born in the United States, Sheikh Hamza is one of the most senior and respected scholars here in the Hausa of Qom.
And among one of the most knowledgeable teachers we have.
Not only that, he is also a frequent visitor in the West, where he has been spreading the message of love, truth and respect, as taught to us by the Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt for 10 years.
And has been studying for 18 years.
He is one of the few Islamic scholars who has openly opposed Daesh, who are financed by the Zionist regime. And he has also opposed all forms of injustice in the world.
This year, the Sheikh visited the UK to deliver a series of sermons for the first 10 days of Muharram.
What some malicious media pundits out there did is cut out an excerpt of an academic talk where he explains the Islamic ruling concerning those who commit homosexual acts in public.
This academic discussion of his has been utterly decontextualized in order to defame and maliciously attack one of our honorable scholars.
And Islam itself.
The punishments that Sheikh Hamza mentions are not only true, but also a part of the noble religion of Islam as well as other major world religions.
This is the truth. In a government where Islam is the rule of law, the punishment for homosexual acts in public is death.
What these fools in the Muawiyah media machine refuse to mention, of course, is that these punishments can only be administered within an Islamic government.
Not in the governments of other countries, such as the UK, France, or America. So in fact, Sheikh Hamza wasn't calling for gay people's heads to be chopped off.
You imbeciles.
If you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating those who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing.
And that's exactly what the newspapers of our time have done.
And we are not going to back down.
Sheikh Hamza was stopped from continuing his lectures in these holy days of Muharram.
And now things have escalated to such an extent that the Home Office has even been urged to deport the hate preacher from the UK.
And it's not something we haven't seen before.
Last year, we also saw how Sheikh Farooq Sekolishvar was also attacked in this way and deported from Australia.
They want to paint our scholars like Daesh, refusing to acknowledge that Sheikh Hamza and scholars like him from the Hausa are among the only people out there who are actually fighting against the likes of Daesh on an ideological level.
And you try to paint them as the hate preachers? Do you even know what you're talking about?
Who is going to fight Daesh if not the honorable scholars of Islam?
Who is going to spread the message of love of the Ahlul Bayt in our Islamic community if not us?
The Ahlul Bayt and Imam Hussein alayhi salam are the cure for the misguided versions of Islam out there in the world which are creating havoc.
You see, they can't attack our scholars on anything.
We're not the terrorists. The message of Imam Hussein makes us oppose oppression. We're not the ones who kill innocent civilians.
We're not the ones who have the Islamic ray guns.
So they attack us on the only thing they find.
The truth.
Let's make it absolutely clear.
This is not only an attack on our scholars.
This is an attack on Islam, specifically Shia Islam.
Specifically that Shia Islam which opposes injustice everywhere.
Our scholars are the ones who are opposing Daesh, opposing the Zionist regime, and opposing Saudi Arabia. Now, if the media machine is painting our scholars as the bad guys, then who's the real hate preacher?
Sheikh Hamza or the Muawiyah media machine?
Heck! Even the Bible says, if a man lies with a male as with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. In fact, find us a religion which isn't opposed to homosexual acts, just as Islam is.
So why is the Muawiyah media machine specifically attacking Sheikh Hamza and Sheikh Farooq?
We at Islamic Pulse can think of a few reasons.
They want to create fear in the Ummah.
Don't speak the truth.
Shut up.
Be quiet about your religion.
They wanted to take advantage of our lack of media power in today's world.
We have no voice and they know it.
The message of Imam Hussein is the cure.
And they know this.
That's why they're defaming them.
We do not apologize.
Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, truth has few friends.
The truth must be supported.
We are committed to the divine laws and principles of Islam.
We refuse to be bullied or intimidated in any way. Subhanallah walhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Subhanallah walhamdulillah. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. You can say it once or a hundred times or more. You feel at peace inside and it'll open every door.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. For homosexuality, there are many innumerable evils. and there are a lot of harms into it. And those harms are today discovered by medicine, for instance. So we cannot ignore them because they are visible and they are the facts. So this behavior is rejected and is strongly condemned by very strong terms from all sides. So these people, homosexuals, are direct. I want to use this strong language anyway, because we have to address it clearly, and we have to send a strong message that they create such a big threat to the whole humanity. These homosexuals are a direct threat to the morality and the health of their community and society as a whole. So for the protection and safety of our society, they must be treated first. And there must be measures taken into account to limit their behaviors. And we have to place limitation restrictions upon these homosexuals and the followers of fornication in any form. Homosexuality was, if we look at the past, and we read from, for example, from the Holy Book of Islam, you will find other examples. And you know the harsh outcome and the consequence of such immoral bad behavior. The people of the time of Prophet Lut, for instance. You know, let me read something very interesting to you. It was like a narration. And it was mentioned in the Holy Book of Islam. And remember Lut, when he said to his people, "Do you commit evil, great sin, every kind of unlawful sexual intercourse, sodomy, which you see one another doing evil without any screen? Do you practice your lusts on men instead of women? Nay, but you are a people who behave senselessly." There was no other answer given by his people except that they said, "Drive out the family of Lut from your city. Verily, these are men who want to be clean and pure." So we saved them. We saved him and his family, except his wife. We destined her to be of those who remain behind. And we rained down on them a rain of stones. So evil was the rain of those who were warned. These verses refer to the punishment that befell the people of Lut with regard to the ruling on them. So certainly here we can simply find out that such a behavior not only destroys those people who are directly involved in this evil action, but the society will be destroyed. So in order to save and protect the society, we need to stop them. So there are a lot of side effects and consequences. You know, there are a lot of marriage lives, they are disrupted and interrupted at the very first because of this immorality. And people are not going after marriage anymore. So the philosophy of marriage will be questioned. So when it is questioned, people really will stop to form families, and the generation of mankind will be threatened. So there are a lot of other things that usually destroyed through such immorality. And the spread of this social disease and individual disease must be taken into close consideration. So there are a lot of things. So families will be directly affected. I know friends will be affected. They will lose their jobs. They cannot continue their educations, and so on and so forth. So there are a lot of bad effects to this problem. My advice, stay away from it to save yourself, your family, and your society. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher. We hope you enjoyed it. Do not forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode, goodbye. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. We'll be right back.
La ilaha illallah.